Holy cow, 20 episodes already. Can you believe we stuck with it this long? Neither can we. Before we get started, we just want to give a quick thanks to all of our listeners out there that take time out of their busy days to listen to us. It's what makes doing this worthwhile, knowing someone out there is getting enjoyment. I won't keep you any longer, folks. This is Pwn Stars. Hey guys, time for episode 20. As always, I'm Will.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Josh.
And today we have...
Thurk!
We have the Thurkaburker, who decided to join us for our little milestone episode. Today we decided to do things quite a bit differently. Today we are actually going to see if Thurk can outwit the other two Pwn Stars in gaming trivia.
Ooh, gaming trivia. Well,
so, see if you can beat the, what was it, Prawn Stars?
The Prawn Stars.
Okay. We actually have all of them set up with a buzzer sound. Ryan, if you'll go ahead and play yours for them.
Yes, who?
Joshua.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
And Thurk.
Tacos!
These are what they are going to be using in regards to buzzing in. My kid will be actually taking score, so if you hear her randomly in the background, that's why. So, shall we begin?
No.
We shall!
I'm not ready.
Too bad.
I didn't prepare.
Too bad.
You didn't prepare.
I haven't played enough games.
Bullshit.
Not possible.
Right.
I'm pretty sure the only person who could potentially play more games than you is the Thurkaburker.
I used to.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, no, he got old and got responsibilities.
I know, right? Being an adult sucks.
Responsibilities.
So, we are going to start this off with our guest being able to choose the first category. For round one, our categories are Microsoft, Sony, PC, Nintendo, and Sega.
It's not on my
Sega's
list.
Sega's not on my list.
It's not on my list either.
It was
damn it, Alex!
Thing.
Okay, so, Sega is also on your list. Please add it.
I don't have a pen.
Fine. Thurk?
I think we're going to start with Nintendo.
You want to start with Nintendo?
Konnichiwa.
All right. Nintendo was founded on September 23rd, 1889. That is not a fucking typo, I swear to God. And was originally a creator of what?
Tacos!
Thurk?
Playing cards.
That is correct. Alex, please give the Thurkaburker 1 point.
If he'll give me my pen.
I feel cheated.
Why'd you put your pen back in the box?
This is my pen. I give him a pen that didn't work.
Idiot.
Since you got the question right, feel free to choose the next category.
Next category will
be... There are three questions per category.
Oh, well, stick with Nintendo then.
Stick with Nintendo. Project Dolphin was the code name for what Nintendo system?
Guess who?
Ryan?
Super Nintendo.
Wait, what? Josh, GameCube. That is correct.
Nice.
And Josh, since you got the question right, choose a category.
Let's just finish off Nintendo.
Finish off Nintendo. Considered to be the savior of the Game Boy, when was the original Pokemon released? What year?
Guess who?
Ryan?
In America or?
In America.
1998.
That is correct.
Boom!
So that's one for everybody on Nintendo.
I guess so.
Right. Choose a new category.
Let's go with Sony.
All right. Sony. The highest selling original PlayStation game was what?
Guess who?
Final Fantasy VII.
Incorrect. That was number two.
Oh, damn.
Time. Gran Turismo, actually.
No
was
shit.
The highest selling
no
original.
Shit.
What is that?
It beat out Final Fantasy VII by like 0.5 million units.
Okay.
All
okay.
I remember is it being a terrible, terrible game.
It wasn't difficult. That bad.
It was a good game. It was just very difficult.
It was hard.
What are you talking about? You never played it.
Yeah, I did.
Mr. PS2 first console.
That doesn't mean I can't go back. Think he will?
He never goes
son
back
of
to
a
old
bitch.
Games. He goes back to buffets. He can go back to old systems.
Wait, I think that was a slight against me.
I think you just boomed yourself there, Ryan.
Ryan, would you like to continue with Sony or choose a new category?
You know what? Let's go PC. Maybe.
Well, take the lead.
This long-running fantasy series began in 1984, created by Sierra Games for the IBM PC, and it still continues today. What is that series?
Tacos!
Elder Scrolls?
That is incorrect.
Guess who?
Ryan?
Sierra Warhammer.
No. Josh, they already both tried. You want to give it a shot?
No.
King's Quest.
No shit.
Yeah.
Ryan, you still have the board.
Let's just keep jumping around. Let's go Sega. I get it.
Sega! What year did the Dreamcast, Sega's most powerful console, release in the United States?
Oh, fuck.
Can you repeat the question?
What year did the Dreamcast release in the United States?
Guess who?
Right.
2003.
Eh. 5, 4.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Josh.
2002.
Nope.
I don't know.
Dirk, you want to give a shot?
I would say 01.
Wow. 1998.
I knew it was way earlier than that.
Really?
Yep.
I knew it was.
I don't even pay attention to Sega. I've never cared for anything except Power Stone, honestly.
Well, that was a good one.
Power Stone, the only good one.
I stayed up all night playing. Actually, hold on.
I've got my stuff all messed up. 1999.
I was going to say, it couldn't have been the same year of the Game Boy.
No.
Well,
I looked down. And
Pokemon.
Same spot on the sheet, different sheet.
Okay.
So, yes, 1999.
I played the entirety of Seaman in one night because I cheated.
Yeah. You cheated with Seaman. Gotcha.
Good job, Thurk.
Ryan, still yours.
Fuck it, go Microsoft. We haven't done one of those.
Microsoft, what is the best-selling game developed or published by Microsoft Studios?
Oh, shit.
Guess who?
Halo.
Wrong.
Really?
I don't follow Microsoft, so I don't even know.
Okay, Alex, I will be nice, give Ryan the point. Halo 3.
Oh, okay, so you were looking for a specific game.
That's why I said game.
Okay. I thought you meant, like, franchise.
I will say game or franchise.
Okay.
So that's why I decided to still give you the point, because I didn't elaborate on that. Still yours?
Microsoft.
The original prototype for the Xbox was created from what? I won't be surprised if none of you get this. Not a guess?
Guess
the Apple Cube.
No. It was created from a disassembled Dell laptop.
No shit.
Yep.
Knew that.
I'm going to say no shit a bunch of times during this podcast. Oh, that's just because I'm like, I didn't know this.
I didn't know it was a laptop. I knew it was a computer, but I couldn't remember what kind of it was.
It was a disassembled Dell laptop by the people who created DirectX.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's finish off Microsoft.
What year was Xbox Live introduced?
2003.
2002.
Ah, oh, fuck.
You were close. Yes, it was created for the original Xbox.
Gotta give us time to think. Damn.
He did.
I did. I'm looking at the timer on,
like,
Audacity.
5 seconds? That
yes!
It's like Jeopardy, mother.
This isn't Jeopardy. This is half-assed trivia.
That is the
How
name.
Dare you!
I spent 5.5 fucking hours on this today. It's not half-assed. And Alex helped.
And you had how long?
5.5 hours.
I had work all week.
I'm not gonna say anything, because how long did it take me to prepare for the soundtrack podcast?
Like 20 minutes. That's how much time you spent on it.
And how long did you have to prepare, Ryan?
Like 3 weeks.
Yeah, that was about right.
You're about right, yep.
Okay, Ryan.
Go Sony.
Sony. The black coloring on the original PlayStation disc served what purpose?
Guess who?
Anti-reflective, so if it scratches?
No. Dirk, I see your hand over your buzzer. Just guess for crying out loud.
I can see the steam coming out of his ears.
Okay, the black coating on the original PlayStation discs served to distinguish it from compact discs.
Wrong. Josh, just guess.
Smudge resistant.
No.
I don't know.
It served absolutely no purpose whatsoever.
No shit.
I actually didn't know that until today, but that served literally no purpose. Okay, Ryan.
Finish off, Sony.
Featured as an Easter egg in many Sony games, including Metal Gear Solid 2, this mundane item is considered Sony's unofficial tech mascot and even got its own game in 2007's Super Rub-A-Dub.
Super
Rub-A-Dub. It is a PSN game.
Oh.
Rubber ducky, you're the one. A rubber ducky is the unofficial tech mascot for Sony.
That would explain why there's so many rubber ducks in Metal Gear Solid 2.
Yep, Kojima loved the idea.
So, okay, Kojima strikes again.
Ryan, you are up again.
PC.
This man is responsible for the creation of Steam, being lord of the PC Master Race, and is infamous around the internet for not being able to count to three.
Guess who?
Ryan.
Gabe. It starts with an N. Newell, something like that?
Yep.
Close
enough. Newell.
Newell. Oh, okay, I knew it was something.
Newell, something like that. It's an interesting name.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan.
Let's go PC again.
Min Lang Tan is the CEO of this billion-dollar gaming hardware company. Considering two of you...
Razer.
Correct.
Fuck yes!
And I'm the only one here with a Razer keyboard.
Yep.
I thought you had a Naga.
No, I have a Corsair Scimitar mouse, and then I have the Logitech, what is it? I don't know, Logitech keyboard.
I have a cheap Korean Razer Naga knockoff.
Naga knockoff!
It's a Naga knockoff.
It's a Naga Naga knockoff.
There you go.
Ryan, wait. This scoreboard is not... appearing as I thought it was going to. Ryan has had a lot of good guesses.
This is about
Razer, good guesses.
Razer, you can't deny it was a guess.
Oh,
this
fucking A.
Is just about the hardware stuff I know nothing about.
You want to know what the worst part is?
The fact that I
that guy is only 5 years older than me and is the CEO of a billion-dollar company that allows him to play video games all day long.
We fucked
up. Which he does.
We went somewhere wrong in our lives.
Apparently, he became friends with me.
I'm not a genius from Singapore.
You're dragging me down, man. You're dragging me down.
Okay, Ryan.
We have one left for PC, right? Or is that it?
That was it.
That was it. So, Sega.
Sega. Here's a super easy one. Get your buzzers ready. Who is Sega's official mascot?
I missed it.
Josh.
Sonic!
Correct. For a bonus point, who was their original mascot before Sonic came out?
A dumb version of Mario.
I'm not going to accept that. Alex Kidd.
Yeah, dumb version of Mario.
Okay.
No wonder!
There is only one more question left. Sega.
Oh, I want a PC.
Too late. One of the advertisements for this Sega system was a naked man with his back to the camera with the words, "Something to do with your hands that won't make you go blind."
Guess who?
Genesis.
Wrong.
No way.
Sega Genesis?
3, 2.
Oh! Yeah. Oh!
I'm gonna say Alex, tiebreaker, who hit it first? Thurk.
The Sega Master System?
No. Josh.
Was it the ring thing?
No.
Oh.
Game Gear.
That was my first.
Oh
thought.
Shit! I didn't forgot they made the Game Gear! Ah!
Another horrible advertisement was a dog sitting in front of a Game Gear and a Game Boy. It says, if you were colorblind and had under an IQ of 12, you'd choose a Game Boy 2.
That was great. These were advertising.
Yeah.
And why is Sega still... Oh, right. Sega's not still around.
Didn't the Game
Boy... They are as a developer, yes. not as a game company. Not as a console yes. company.
Yep. Didn't the Game Gear require like 12 AA batteries yes. and had a runtime of like 30 minutes?
It was... Not I think it was 12, 6.
But yeah, I think it was 6.
It was either 4 or 6, and I played mine for 2.5 hours the day I got it.
It also had a TV tuner that allowed you to watch TV on it.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
That was originally going to be the question, but I couldn't figure out how to word it. Okay, we are going to take a quick break and allow Alex to divvy out the next round's categories.
Woohoo!
Josh, please zip your pants back up. We are back for round two.
Make me.
Woo! Stand up!
Okay. Think I won't.
So, Alex, what is the final score of round one?
Okay, Ryan is on the lead with 4, Josh has 2, and Thurk has 1.
Dun, dun, dun!
Way to let everybody down, Thurk.
So far, the Prom Stars are winning.
Yeah. I was expecting you to do better. You were supposed to be the ringer.
The Prom Stars has 6.
I let him buzz in
1.
Twice. Yeah. Okay, so who was it who finished the last round? I believe that was
Josh.
Joshy?
Sure.
Joshy, choose a category.
Action.
Oh, hold on. Round two categories are... Josh, go ahead and say them.
Horror, action, RPG, shooter, and MMO.
MMO.
MMO. MMO.
Hey, do you want...
Action.
Actually, Alex did not write that down correct. We replaced action with platform.
Oh, yeah.
Horror.
Jeez, come on, Alex. You're
dropping
up.
The ball.
Man, shot it.
That's a ball on the floor. Somebody dropped it.
What weapon do you use in the game series Fatal Frame to defeat spirits? Josh did beat you on that one.
A camera!
I can change it. That is correct! Josh?
Give me horror again. I got that right, by the way.
Nintendo, for the Switch, just re-registered a trademark for this game franchise that specialized in toying with the player's mind as well as the characters by constantly changing the environment as your sanity plummeted. Thurk!
Silent Hill.
That is incorrect.
I know.
Josh?
Eternal Darkness.
Yes. Eternal Darkness Sanity's Requiem has been re-registered as a trademark with Nintendo.
Fuck!
I told you, there might be a reason for you to buy a Switch now.
I'm buying a Switch. I already got it.
I just played it, thought it was shit.
You gotta buy one for the house.
And now I need...
I gotta buy one for the house? I'm gonna be money bags right
now. You got the money now.
Okay, now I have to reset
my... After you buy a boom arm and a shock mount.
Of course.
So our audio quality is a little better.
I had to pre-order that Switch. That thing's back-ordered to like the end of April.
And it's not worth it right now.
Right now it is not worth
it. I'm just buying it because I want one.
If they actually do, in fact, make a new Eternal Darkness, I would say yes, worth it.
Oh, yeah.
But you already own 90% of the games that are coming out on Switch.
Yep, true.
That are not specific.
Oh, yeah.
Josh?
Well, let's finish up horror.
Horror? In this non-traditional horror game, Condemned Criminal Origins, what organization does the player work for?
Fuck.
Guess who?
Italian mob.
No.
Yes.
How do you get that from Criminal Origins?
Criminal. Mob.
Oh, fair enough.
2, 1.
I played the shit out of it, but I don't remember.
The FBI.
Never touched that game.
The Serial Crime Unit.
Yeah.
Okay, Josh, board scissors.
Well, since I know dick about platformers, let's go with MMOs.
MMOs. In World of Warcraft, what level must you be to walk through the dark portal?
Tacos!
The Thurkerburger.
60.
Incorrect.
Yes, who?
40.
Nope.
30.
No.
All right.
58, you are correct. You didn't have to mouth that. I wouldn't care. But I am still not giving you the point.
I know.
Josh,
let's keep going with the MMOs.
What is the world in which you reside in the MMO EverQuest? I'll give a hint.
You should the see Thurk's face right now.
Have the name of it in it.
I'm pretty sure I played that game.
What has the name of it in it?
A PS2 game. An EverQuest PS2
yeah,
game.
Yeah. I give up. I played all of those games.
Norrath.
Thank you.
Champions of Norrath.
Didn't play that one. I even played that one.
I own that game.
It's a good freaking game, too. I really enjoyed that one.
Mm-hmm.
Josh?
Let's get the boring MMO questions out of the way.
MMO. What are the three major nations of Vanadil in the game Final Fantasy XI?
Motherfucker.
Why do you have to ask a question about the absolute worst MMO ever created?
It was a great MMO.
I will stab you.
There are far worse.
There are far worse.
Nobody?
I remember, Stormcloaks? I don't even
Wrong game!
You're the wrong game!
I'm trying to be Ryan.
It is Bastuk, Sandoria, and Windurst. It was spelled Bastuk. B-A-S-T-O-K was pronounced Bastuk. It actually says it in the game. You don't remember this?
No.
Wait. Time out. Was it story related?
Yes.
That explains it.
It didn't really matter. It was, I'm going back to Sandy, I'm going back to Windy.
That's true.
And nobody ever went to Bastuk.
Going back to Tukey. I remember the server we were on.
I called it Bastic the entire time I played it. I literally just found out pronouncing it wrong today. Okay, so, Josh.
Let's give Ryan a chance.
This is not a good run for you guys. It's one right out of six.
Let's give Ryan a chance here.
What?
RPGs.
RPGs. Yeah, that's totally going to help with Ryan. Actually, Ryan, get your finger over your buzzer. This post-apocalyptic RPG begins with you being shot in the head and looking for revenge.
You have to wait until he's done reading the question.
You have to wait until he's done.
Nobody ever told me that.
Yeah, I just thought it was implied. But
okay. Yes, please wait until the question is fully finished.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Me?
Yes.
Okay, Fallout New Vegas.
Correct.
You motherfucker.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure Josh was just as good of a chance for that one.
Well, this was the one you had a shot on, so.
He threw me off by buzzing in early, and then you did it, and I was like, shit.
Okay, just got it.
Platformers.
Platformers. What is the name of Mega Man's dog?
Tacos!
Thurk.
Astro?
No. Totally wrong.
It's probably wrong with Zero?
Nope.
I know that was another Mega Man character, that's why.
Correct. Zero is the cool Mega Man.
Yes.
I know this.
Well, you've got 2 seconds.
I'm just going to say Bosco and just get it wrong.
Wrong. Rush.
That's Rush.
It. Yeah. Thurk.
That's how I feel about that.
I've known you too long.
Don't worry, let's go platformers again.
Platformers again. What is Ratchet of Ratchet and Clank fame is what race of creature?
Yes.
Lombax.
He is in fact a Lombax. Aww. Correct, Ryan. She's category.
Let's finish up platformers.
Finish up?
Yep.
This run and gun platform game for the Sega Genesis revolved around the corruption of robots. Robots were left behind to clean up the littering and pollution of the abandoned
earth. Oh, fuck. Hit it too early.
You're fine.
Vector Man.
Correct.
Did you know that? I was going to say, regardless if you hit it early or not, that would have been...
That's why I was just like, go for it. It's like Wally with guns.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
It was a really good game.
Wait, that was a platformer?
It was a platformer.
I was good at a platformer.
Oh, shit.
That's why when you said, like, circuit platformers, and I'm like... I know you played this game. We talked about it a few weeks ago. Joshy, category.
Okay, so we're done with horror, platform, and MMO?
Yep, I do believe so.
Just keep going with RPG.
Inspired by Norse mythology, this game revolves around the recruitment of Einherjar to prevent Ragnarok.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Joshy?
The only Norse mythology game I can think of is Too Human.
Incorrect. 3, 2,
fuck!
1, and Valkyrie Profile.
Yeah, I never played that one.
Oh, that's actually a good game.
Mm-hmm.
You played Lenneth, who was recruiting the dead, to prevent Ragnarok. So great game. I believe it is still your turn, Joshua.
How many RPG questions are left? None?
One.
One? Okay, finish it off.
This game is known for its insane number of party members, 108 to be exact, in each installment. Tacos! Thark.
Wild Arms?
Nope.
That was my, crap, I know the answer to this one, but I screwed it up.
Okay, go ahead and say the answer then.
You're not shook it in?
Yes, that is correct.
What the fuck it did? What?
Give him the point.
It was an nope. No.
Nope, because he still screwed it up.
Uh-huh. It was an amazing RPG.
The entire series revolved around recruiting the 108 Stars of Destiny, was what they were referred to, and every single title had 108 playable characters.
Yep.
Wasn't that game the one that had permanent death for all your characters, too?
Actually, I don't remember. It's been so long since they've made one, and I've played
I remember that was...
That's called Fire Emblem.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
I'm surprised that one wasn't there.
Okay, so we've only got the one category left that everybody avoided. Action! That would be because...
No, that's the one he avoided.
Oh, that would be because Ryan didn't get any questions right, so he couldn't choose category. Shooter.
I'm probably that's not going to get these either.
This is a rough round.
This is pretty bad.
This is embarrassing.
What is the name of the city the resistance and security factions are fighting for in the game Brink?
I played that game for 5 minutes.
PC frame rate.
No.
Oh.
No, what did they all
lost. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I misunderstood the question.
You know, I played this game a shitload with you, Will, but I don't remember.
The Ark.
Okay. The Ark.
It's a terrible name.
All right.
Did they think they were Noah?
This shooter's gameplay system revolved around around its skill shot system to purchase weapons and upgrades, earned by shooting people in the butthole or kicking them in the cactuses, for example.
Damn it!
I will give it to Josh, you just because I said for example.
You keep pausing. And it throws me off. Bulletstorm.
I was gonna that say, is correct. Bulletstorm.
Which, by the way,
is coming out April 4th?
Same day as Persona?
Yeah, it's same day as Persona.
Oh, I'm getting Persona anyways.
Yeah, I'm holding off on it specifically because of Persona. I've got Persona and Mass Effect, so I've got time. In Borderlands 2, Handsome Jack owned a diamond pony he wanted to name Piss for Brains in honor of the Ball Hunters, but changed his name to this instead. Ryan.
Butt Stallion!
Butt Stallion!
The only answer Ryan knew. Everyone else knew too.
I thought I got two that round. No, lucky maybe guess. Not.
Alex, did you get two that round?
Did I only get one or two?
You got two that
well,
round.
Well, this round altogether?
Yeah, just this round.
Just this round.
He got 2 points.
Boom, I guess another one, right?
That's what I got.
All right, time for another intermission. Alex, get them the rounds, please.
Okay.
And we're back. Okay, round three. Categories are publishers. EA, Activision, Capcom, Square Enix, and Bandai Namco. Josh, you have a slight advantage here because you were with me on the Bandai Namco episode. I apologize for that. However, whose choice is it? That would be the Senior Ryan.
This thing.
Let's go with everyone's favorite developer of all time.
Mine's not on this list.
And the best company to work for. Electronic Arts.
Electronic Arts. Voted multiple times as the worst company ever.
Heavy sarcasm on Ryan's
part.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, that was sarcasm?
At least he didn't do air quotes this time. When he realizes this is talk radio.
This isn't even radio.
I use air quotes all the time.
It's the best description I can give for a podcast. To anybody who doesn't know what they are, it's talk radio.
That's what it is.
But if people are listening, they know what they are.
Correct. I guess you're right.
Right, you're right, you're right.
I'm always right. What is the motto for EA Sports? Right.
It's in the game.
Correct.
Oh, I was going to say, just put out the same thing each year.
That's their philosophy.
That's their sales system.
Yeah.
You know how GameStop had the circle of life? EA just has rehashed the same shit. They ended up. Yes.
Yes, yes, they did. Right.
Let's go EA again.
What is EA's number one bestseller? Ryan again.
The Madden franchise.
That is incorrect. Thark, since you did buzz in. Did he take your answer?
That's what I was going to say, but...
FIFA!
I don't know!
If it wasn't Madden, how is it not close? FIFA!
Because FIFA is one of the most popular games worldwide.
Yes.
If people...
EA owns...
Go ahead.
FIFA is its own company, though.
The Sims.
Oh.
The Sims! I fucking forgot
about
the Sims!
EA owns The Sims!
Hell. Shit!
You want to go for the third one?
Yeah, just do it. Get it out of the way.
This one is 3 points if you get it correct.
Okay.
Name three developers EA owns. We're all playing a game by one of them.
No hints. But I think we all knew that.
Yeah. I just can't think of the third one.
Come on!
Take
Where's
a guess.
Where's the third one?
Tacos! Go ahead, Dirk.
Ubisoft, Maxis, and...
Eh.
Yes.
Right.
BioWare, DICE, and... I had it. I fucking had it. Ubisoft.
You guys...
They don't own Ubisoft! Ubisoft! No, they don't!
Ubisoft!
Said it. I know.
Give it a shot.
It's my fault. I just said the wrong one.
BioWare.
That's what I meant when I said Ubisoft.
You guys are saying it so much, I'm going to end up saying it.
Okay, not Ubisoft. BioWare.
You just said it again!
Come on.
I honestly don't know.
BioWare.
BioWare, DICE, Maxis, which is The Sims.
Which is the one I said.
Visceral Games, Ghost Games, and Criterion.
Visceral! Visceral was the one I was looking for, because I was thinking Dead Space.
I put more than three on there, so obviously. It wasn't named the three developers they own.
Yes.
Okay, Ryan, choose category.
Let's go Bandai Namco for Josh.
What are the names of the ghosts in Pac-Man?
Never mind, I take that back about it being for Josh.
I suck at Pac-Man, so I never looked up anything on Pac-Man, so, you know.
Okay, I refuse to give you guys three out of the four names.
Because you don't know the fourth one?
I don't remember the fourth one.
I wouldn't know the fourth
okay.
one, so.
They are Blinky, Pinky, Inky.
And the other one isn't an Inky name.
Clyde.
Clyde, that's it. It's like it's Bob or Fred or something.
Who is described as the dumbest of the ghosts?
Stupid Clyde.
Ryan.
Bandai Namco.
How many main entries are there in the Tales of series? You knew there had to be a Tales question in here. Main entries.
This is me silently pushing my chair away from the table and crossing my arms.
I know there's quite a few.
Just guess at this point.
Thark!
A metric fuck ton.
Yes!
Josh, if you wish to answer, please press your button.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Okay, 12. That's incorrect. Ryan, just want to throw out a number?
14.
16.
Damn it.
That was close.
I knew it was a lot.
I knew it was well over 12.
You want to just finish it off?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch, published by Bandai Namco, was developed by what two studios?
I know one.
I know one.
I know none.
Josh, you play a lot of crappy RPGs by them. They make a lot of crappy RPGs.
That's almost any RPG ever made.
Okay, Studio Ghibli.
Of course.
And Level 5.
Level 5 still in business?
Level 5 still in business.
Level 5 still in business!
I play games by Level 5?
They contribute to a lot of JRPGs.
Like what?
Don't make me look anything up.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they were part of Fairy Fencer and Hyper Dimension.
Hyper Dimension!
Don't quote me on that. Okay, so Bandai Namco was a flop.
Yep.
Next.
Square Enix!
Square Enix. Dragon Quest was originally named what in the United States? Thark.
Dragon Warrior.
That is correct.
Fuck
you. Fuck you for jumping the gun earlier and throwing me off every fucking time.
He paused. He yeah, said, what is the name? Kind of pause in the United States.
Because we've done the podcast enough, I can see the pauses happening. But with Thurk, he doesn't know.
It doesn't matter. He stopped it and pressed it again. So.
Ignore the previous tacos.
Okay.
Ignore this tacos as well.
Because it was halfway played.
Yeah.
Okay. She's got it right. You want to continue with Square Enix?
Yeah.
Okay. Squaresoft and Enix merged in what year?
Guess who?
98.
No.
Let me guess.
2004.
No.
2002.
Wow, you guys suck. 2003.
Holy shit!
That's why you guys suck.
I'd like to go back in time and change my answer, please.
I said 2003.
No, you didn't.
The worst
I
part
said
is
2003.
Okay, we got one more in Square Enix, correct?
Yep.
Let's do that.
What game engine does Square Enix traditionally use?
You stop it.
None. They create their own for other games. The exceptions...
See, that's why we didn't answer.
The Last Remnant...
We all get a point.
Yeah, right.
The Last Remnant was one of their examples of using... a different engine that used Unreal for that one.
I knew they used Unreal for that one. That was almost my answer because of that.
And if you had quoted the game, I probably would have given you the point. But traditionally, they create their own. Final Fantasy 15 is actually the first game using their new engine. Just a category.
Let's go with Activision.
It's spelled wrong on my sheet.
It is also spelled wrong on my sheet.
Where is Activision's headquarters located?
Guess who?
Seattle.
No. You got the first letter, right?
Oh, shit!
Like, I totally gave it away.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Josh.
Seaman Street.
Third, you want to go shot?
San Diego.
No. Santa Monica.
California?
Yes.
Kelly! Ryan Rigg actually used to work for Activision. Did you know that? I don't
even know. All right, let's go with Activision again.
Geek Squad?
The most profitable game Activision and its subsidiary developers owns is...
Tacos! World of Warcraft.
That's correct. I was hoping Ryan would buzz in and go, Call of Duty!
No, I knew it wasn't Call of Duty.
You're finally catching up!
I completely forgot that
I was falling behind for more dramatic victory. Yes.
And then right when he said World of Warcraft, I was like, oh shit.
One more in Activision?
Yep.
Let's finish it out.
In 2008, Activision merged with this company, making them the most profitable publisher in the world, beating out EA by over $4 billion.
Tacos! Blizzard.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Josh.
Wait, what?
Wait until it's done. Neversoft.
Say that again?
Neversoft.
Negative.
Oh, really? It wasn't Neversoft?
I have no idea.
I thought it was.
So. Sledgehammer?
No. Vivendi Games, which owned Blizzard at the time. That's why
Vivendi Games why is.
Yes.
They were a parent company like Activision and EA at the time.
Yeah.
They bought themselves out in 2013 for like $8 billion.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
WoW itself paid for it. Okay, so that leaves us with what? Capcom?
Capcom!
When was the first Street Fighter game released?
For console or arcade?
Released.
Released, so the first. Arcade or... If that came first.
Thark.
1993.
No.
Guess who?
95.
Nope.
82. I don't know.
Way too far in the wrong direction.
Way too far in the wrong direction.
Closest. 1987.
Yeah. In the right direction, I meant. Yeah.
This one might be slightly unfair for Josh, if he knows it. What was the name of Tokyo's Resident Evil restaurant?
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Josh.
Biohazard Cafe.
The Biohazard Cafe and Grill Stars. Close enough, because it's always called Biohazard Cafe. It is no longer open.
Nope. That's unfortunate.
That was licensing issues with Capcom. It was originally supposed to be open for a year, and it stretched 3.
Yeah.
It was like Hooters with zombies.
Fuck yeah.
I'll take it.
No. No. You want to go look at a bunch of decaying women?
Yes.
Why not?
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Sexist?
No, no. The decaying ones were like the cooking and bus boys. The waitresses were all...
Oops.
The waitresses were
your
all
answer,
the...
Ryan?
The stars. They were all those. So, like, tight leggings. And... Anyways.
Breastplates.
What are Capcom's 3 highest selling franchises? If you get all 3, I'll give you 3 points.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Josh. Mega Man.
No.
What?
Nope.
Then I don't know.
Guess who?
Right.
Street Fighter? Resident Evil? No, I want to say... It's probably wrong, but Dead Rising.
You are, in fact, correct. You are wrong.
You're correct that you are wrong.
Don't give a shot.
Okay, no. Street Fighter, Contra, and the one that he said that isn't, I can't remember the name of, even though he just said it.
Street Fighter.
Uh-huh.
Resident Evil. That Monster one. Hunter.
Oh, right, I forgot they do Monster Hunter.
Those 3 titles consist of their top 15 games. We went through that really quickly.
It's because you fucking chose stupid... developers and shit.
Well, fine. We'll get ready for the next round, which is all franchises.
Damn it!
Which will go even quicker.
Right.
Well, not necessarily. There might be some argument on some of these. Although I did fact check them before I selected them.
If you fact checked them, then I'm not going to argue with you.
I will.
I will.
Especially
I know you will.
Right or wrong, and I know it.
Alex Page?
What?
Take the sheets.
Okay.
Can you just tell her to take a shit?
Potato, padildo.
Really?
I take a
pause.
Sheet in the pool.
Did you say
no, I didn't.
Shh. You're a bad influence, sir.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure her mother will
take
love
a
that.
Shit.
Take a sheet.
I hear it both ways, man.
Yes.
Just like the...
Yeah, we made Alex snort. By the way, Alex, I haven't stopped, so you might want to write faster.
That still made me laugh the time she yelled fuck while we were playing Overwatch.
No, I said
She lied else. About it too. She goes, fuck! And me, I'm like, did you just say fuck?
No!
She goes, no! I said something else. I was like, you lying to me.
That's like the time she went downstairs and I threw something down there. And she's like, oh, I think I shit myself. What did you say? I think I crap myself. Again? I think I poop myself. Acceptable. Don't worry, this falls out of the rule of if I'm laughing, you're not in trouble. good times.
That was amazing.
Great Maybe we times. Shouldn't have even bothered just pausing on the other ones. Just keep doing it.
Yeah, we really should have, but no.
Well, at least then you can edit out the banter and then like save it for
something even, else. Oh no, this banter's staying.
No!
That's quality. This is good shit.
What? I haven't told any really embarrassing stories about you.
You have a point.
What is Hole?
It's supposed to be Halo.
I never played that game, but I feel like I should have.
Shut up!
Halo, like the oranges.
Oh, I love those things. Dropped half of one of those on the floor at work the other day, and I almost cried.
I thought you were about to say a bathtub.
No.
That's a different story.
I can see him eating in the bathtub, though. Like, I've done. No joke.
Okay, so there are slightly different rules for round four. I have allowed each of the contestants to choose a category, a game of their choice, or franchise, I should say. They will get double points if they can answer the questions in it. However, if somebody else manages to answer the question, not only will they get double points, you will lose 1 point for your own category.
I feel like you should have made my questions harder then.
Wait, what?
The likelihood of these two getting questions from your category, the only person who really has to worry is Thurk.
Wait, what's with the points?
But luckily, you guys don't really play a whole lot of fighting games, so...
Probably should have been using a pencil, Alex.
Shut up.
If you would prefer,
I mean Josh,
I can give the other people 3 points for getting the question right instead of you losing a point.
No.
Yeah, Ryan.
Wait, if it's their round, how many points do they get?
They will get 2 points for answering the question correctly.
Does she know whose categories are whose?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
The categories are Final Fantasy, The Legend of Zelda, Halo, or Hole, apparently.
That's what it says on my sheet.
Metal Gear.
You didn't write that one on mine.
And Tekken.
I was looking at this. I was like, there's only four.
Well, at least, you know, she didn't write it. She just fucked it up on mine. Metal, crossed out word, gear.
I spelled gear wrong.
That's like one of those crossover games, like the Street Fighter Tekken stuff. It's Metal X Gear.
Metal X Gear.
It's Cross Gear.
Oh, sorry, Cross. My bad.
Ryan's category is Halo. Josh's category is Metal Gear. And our guest chose Tekken, which my phone auto-corrected to 2 men when I sent it to him.
So are you sure you want 2 men as your category?
Hey, it worked.
I caught it before it set.
Damn it.
I bet you I know more about that than you two.
Well.
Oh, zing on myself.
Well.
Okay, so who was the final answer from the last round?
I don't know. We got all of them lost.
All of us lost, Ryan. So...
I think it was Ryan.
Yeah, it was Ryan.
I don't know.
Sure.
It was Ryan.
We'll go with...
Yes, it was Ryan. Ryan, please choose category.
Tekken.
You're going to go with Tekken.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's trying to take you down.
Okay.
I know nothing about Tekken, by the way.
What game was playable right before you loaded up Tekken for the original PlayStation? The very first game. Don't worry, you will not lose points for not answering the question.
But if I answer it, and it's not my category, do I still lose this? Point?
No.
Galaxian?
I will accept it because it's close enough.
Galaga. Yeah.
Galaga. Space Invaders was the name of the game.
Two different games. I wouldn't accept it.
Well, it's basically the same game.
No, it's not.
Alex,
you could say 2 points. You could say basically, but it's two different names. It's not the same game.
Okay. We'll go back to Tekken.
Well, it was Galaga Galaxy, so...
That's way different then.
Stop being argumentative, sir.
Why did King enter the Tekken 4 tournament?
Guess who?
Get prize money to save his sister's life.
No. Although, very creative answer.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Hookers and blow.
Well, not hookers and blow.
Hookers and blackjack?
Oh! That's
what I should have been. In Tekken 4, that was like, why'd you pick the worst Tekken game? What a dick move.
Because it was an easy game to have war for.
There's a good Tekken?
Yes, all of them but 4.
Yeah. Pretty much.
4 was kind of garbage compared to
that. Was the first one where they put in like the wall physics and crap. Anyway, King entered the tournament in Tekken 4 because in Tekken 4, that would be He was trying to stop Marduk from winning.
Why?
Damn it, I can't remember.
I will give you the point because you actually remembered Marduk. He murdered Armored King.
That's
Armored
it.
King.
Right,
one point
right.
Are both points.
1 point.
Yeah.
For being partially correct.
Yeah.
You're all tied up.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
You're up.
Oh, one more Tekken question?
Yep.
Okay.
Who created...
Sorry.
Who created Roger and Alex? The raptor and the kangaroo.
Yeah.
My mommy?
Your brother's name is not Roger.
It should have been. Anyway, Dr. Bosconovich?
Correct. Dr. Geppetto Bosconovich.
I let him get the lead early so he wouldn't take him down.
Same. Take it easy on him right now.
Yeah.
Choose a category.
Sure.
I fell behind. Can we answer questions about this whole game that I'm hearing?
The whole!
Halo. We'll go with Halo.
You know, I was going to make a Kurt Cobain joke, but I didn't think
that might be in bad taste.
It's still too early.
It happened
man.
In the 90s.
I can't name any whole songs, so that was the only way I was going to go.
That was a terrible movie.
Okay. Halo. The Iron Skull in Halo 1 is located during what mission?
The Revenge on Fecal Mountain.
That would be close. That would be close. Incorrect. It was. They used synonyms for that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Josh.
Wait, what?
Mounting a strike on Uranus.
New.
Just go to the next one. I'm not answering. I don't know.
The Pillar of Autumn.
I was going to fucking say that, too. Son of a bitch.
That was close.
You should have.
I should have.
You don't lose for guessing. Okay, well...
Yeah, I'm not penalizing you for guessing.
So. Oh, we'll motherfucker! I thought you said you were if it was our category.
No, if somebody else gets the answer for your category.
Never mind.
We'll jump around to the Legend of Zelda.
Legend of Zelda. When Link turns in the 20 non-transforming masks in Majora's Mask, he is given this mask that turns him into a powerful warrior.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Fierce Deity, Link.
Correct. Well... Fierce Deity mask. Well, it turns into Fierce Deity. Whatever. Link, so that's why I'm like, correct.
1 point.
That's the only one I've never beaten.
Yeah, you got that mask and the game was a cakewalk.
I never got that mask. No, I always got too bored.
Yeah, but I've never completed it. I technically beat the game, but I never completed it.
I would get to...
Yeah, one of the masks was a pain in the butt.
I would basically get to the last dungeon and quit because I was bored.
Okay, Josh, category.
Let's keep going with Zelda.
These well-known words are spoken to Link when he first receives his sword. Thurk.
It's dangerous to go alone. Take this.
Correct. That old man should be arrested for giving a child a sword.
It's kind of creepy that he's hiding out in a cave in the first place.
Third category.
Let's finish out Legend of Zelda.
What is the name of the boat in Wind Waker?
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Josh.
It literally just left.
So I saw it fly out of his face.
Fuck.
That was not his name.
I read something.
Either of you?
I played like 30 minutes.
Red Wind.
No. The correct answer is the King of Red Lions.
Okay.
Which is a category.
Final Fantasy.
In Final Fantasy VI, the Phantom Train boss can be defeated instantly with what item? Thurk.
Phoenix Down?
Correct.
Final Fantasy again.
The iconic sword of Final Fantasy VII's Cloud Strife was originally owned by who? Thurk.
Zack.
Incorrect.
Damn.
I don't remember.
Angeal Hooley. He was Zack's mentor.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Now, little side question. Who was the first one to ever kill anything with that sword?
I don't know.
That would be Cloud, right?
That would be Zack. Angeal never used the sword, because he never thought he was worthy of it.
I didn't think Zack used the sword either.
Crisis Core.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, right.
Hence, that's where that trivia came from.
Yeah.
Okay, category.
Final Fantasy, one more question.
What is the name of the reoccurring Moogle in the Ivalis games, originally appearing in Tactics Advance?
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Josh.
I probably won't pronounce it right, but Mont Blanc.
Correct. Josh, category.
What all do we have left?
Halo, Metal Gear.
Halo, Metal Gear.
Yep. Let's keep going Halo. Save mine for last.
Nathan Fillion does voice work in how many Halo games?
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Josh.
Two.
Incorrect. Ryan. Incorrect.
What was Ryan's answer?
One.
Oh, I'm going to say zero.
Incorrect. Four.
No, he was in three as just a voice. He was one of the main Spartans, and he was Buck in ODST. Shit, he was in Halo 5, so that's fucking two right there.
And he was Buck in a mission in Halo
Reach. Yes, fuck. I forgot Buck was in Halo Reach.
Back to Josh, I guess.
I thought the Halo 3 was what was going to throw you off because he was just a random character.
Nope, he was with Joel and Griff. He was with Caboose and Griff around a corner. Griff around a corner. Talking to him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Josh.
Finish Halo.
Finish Halo. John 117 is a Spartan 2 commando who holds what rank?
That was literally Alex, the same time.
You're the tiebreaker here.
Should we give Thurk
says advantage? Give it to Ryan.
Well, hang on. Since it's his category, I think we should let Thurk try to
answer. Okay, Thurk.
Okay. The question was, what rank does he hold?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say captain.
Incorrect.
Petty officer, master chief.
Master chief, petty officer, but yes.
Yeah.
Close enough. Good job. I was expecting you to not...
miss the petty officer part?
Is that where he gets his stupid name?
He's the lowest master chief ranking in the game.
So is that where he gets his stupid name?
Yep.
I will give you a bonus point if you can actually give me the letter and number of his rank.
E4.
Wrong. E9.
E9. Fuck, I knew it was an E.
Can I take a point?
Ruthless.
Yeah, that was savagery right there.
Super savage.
No. Step it up. No. Okay, so this leaves Metal
this
Gear.
This is you, bro.
Josh is at an advantage. Bro. Thurk.
Uh-huh.
Destroy him. The production team used what to create the principal designs of buildings for the games? Thought you said I need to make your questions harder, Josh. Ryan.
Fox Engine?
No.
No.
I'm just giving you time to think so he doesn't end the fucking round.
He does not want Thurk to beat the Pone Stars.
Can you repeat the question one more time, please?
The production team used what to create principal designs of buildings for the game? Two. Josh.
Wait, what?
Cardboard.
No.
I don't know. That's one I don't know.
Computer cases.
Nope. Legos.
Damn.
Holy shit.
Fuck,
no
I
way.
Did know that.
I didn't.
I didn't know that.
Fuck. When found by Raiden, Snake calls himself what?
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Josh.
Pliskin.
First name.
Iroquois.
Correct. Give him 2 points, Alex.
Fuck yeah.
Now, why was he called Iroquois Pliskin?
It was a play on Escape from New York.
And Escape from LA.
Yeah.
He was Snake Pliskin. That's what he was.
It's because on. Kojima has a love for Western action movies.
Which is really weird.
So is that another point? Because I knew that?
Yes.
Fuck yeah!
Yes, I will give you that. Why did most of the American voice actors use aliases?
Guess who?
Right.
So they couldn't be noticed when they do other games?
No. Alex thinks she knows it.
Because they're lame.
No.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Josh, can I give a shot?
Honestly, don't know.
Out of fear that the games were not union-sponsored.
Oh.
They wanted the work.
So. I'd buy that.
That was one I actually didn't know.
Come on, you can win this.
If it was,
you didn't know the first one either.
Is there one more question?
No, I did know. Yes. It just, that's it? I forgot completely.
That is it.
Oh.
Now, see, if you would have done more game-related questions, like list all the games in chronological order, boom, I got you covered.
I got you, boom!
Okay, Alex, what are the current scores?
Well, Ryan is losing with...
That's nine.
Nine. Shut up. I got it. Josh and Thurk both have 12.
Don't be flexing.
It appears I have 11.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you have 11.
Learn how to count.
Final question. Please write down how many points you are willing to gamble.
Here you go.
I'm giving them a second to write it down. Don't worry, I'm not making them write down their answer. That would be really stupid to do in an audio format.
Just a little bit.
Well, we should write them down so we can't listen to each other's answers before we answer.
Good call. Are we ready?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Ryan?
Oh.
how many. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
How many copies of E.T. the Extraterrestrial were sold?
We're talking about for the Atari, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. The one that got buried in the desert.
The one that got buried in the desert.
The one that got buried in the desert.
There's a good chance that the Pone Stars are going to be bankrupt. Are we ready? Thurk?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Put your pens down. Hand your pens to Alex.
I'm on my way back in the pocket. I'm not getting my pen.
Ryan, what is your answer?
100.
Josh, what is your answer?
6 million.
Thurk?
None.
1.5 million.
I was close.
How many points did you wager?
I wagered my virginity.
I lost my virginity!
I've been wanting to make that joke all day.
In other words, 0 points.
Yeah.
Good call. Ryan.
Oh.
Okay.
I also risked all my points.
Congratulations, Josh. You are the winner.
Yes! Go Pone Stars!
All on the technicality of you making a joke.
Proud of myself for that one.
Nice.
I'm a little shocked by that, and I'm a little ashamed that you guys didn't know some of those other questions.
Yeah.
Step up your game.
There's a couple of those I definitely should have known the answer to.
Well, I don't care about the companies and all that.
It's still game related.
Yeah, but I hold a business degree.
Okay, you should care.
I mean, Ryan got Razor on a guess.
I think there were only four sections of this entire thing that I could have answered the questions correctly. Every other one, fuck it.
You gotta have a wide range of knowledge.
That's not what I'm known for.
So, I will never know any of those because my knowledge is very short-term memory.
What'd you say?
What are we going on about?
Walking mind melt thing going on there.
All right, does anybody got anything they wish to add?
Anything about anything?
Yeah, anything about anything.
Well, I mean, I tried out a Switch over the week. Honestly, not worth the money. Everyone has the same two games, either Breath of the Wild, which is Zelda.
Or 1-2 Switch.
And if you've played The Witcher 3, that's what Zelda is, except weather affects you. That's about it.
Okay. I got a question for you.
Shoot.
In the Nintendo 64 version of Banjo-Kazooie, what happens if you use the health code too many times?
Your game locks up.
You get called out for being a dirty, dirty cheat.
And Kazooie deletes your save file.
Yes, he does.
Awesome.
If you try to use the Konami code in Super Monkey Ball.
I like how he's just trying to redeem himself.
The only reason he knows this is because he just watched a YouTube video.
I did. Oh. And that's why I'm asking you. If you use the Konami code in Super Monkey Ball, what would show up?
Another ball?
I don't know, because it's Super Monkey Ball.
Nobody plays
Super
those
Nice
games.
Try.
Is that what it says? Yeah. That's also nice.
That's all I got.
You want random video game trivia?
You can throw in trivia if you want. That's fine.
Did any of you ever find the Minecraft Easter egg in Borderlands 2?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I found that before I ever heard about it.
Same.
And I was freaking the fuck out.
I don't look up Easter eggs, so.
And then I didn't, but I found it, and then I was like, what? And apparently it was like the easiest Easter egg in the world to find, so.
I didn't know it was there. I think it was Mo found it, one of our friends, and he just straight up bashes the wall, and there it is.
That's hilarious.
Pretty much, yeah.
Alex, got anything to add, since you're here?
No.
She can't run and shoot in Overwatch.
She's getting better at that.
Yeah. I am.
Very slowly.
You complimented her that you were so
good. Yeah, I did, because I watched her do it as Sombra. But then she was playing as Widowmaker. And I know you can't run and shoot as Widowmaker, but when she has a fucking assault rifle, when she's not, she goes, and then moves.
I kind of fell asleep at that point.
You're fine. I'm just loving you shit about it.
Can we go play Overwatch?
Can we go play Overwatch?
And I need to add Thurk as my friend.
On PlayStation?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't care. She has to ask my approval. Approval granted. Cool. On record.
Woo!
Noted and lawyered.
Lawyered the shit out of that.
Only thing I've got is been playing Mass Effect, and aside from the person that did facial recognition, he's fired.
The lead animator got fired.
They did?
Yep.
Good. Other than that, I've really enjoyed the game.
It's been fun so far, I think.
I mean,
unless you guys have gotten farther than you were last night, I think I'm the farthest into the game so far, campaign-wise.
No, I'm pretty sure Josh is.
Josh definitely is.
Yeah.
But I don't have much time, and I keep getting multiplayer invites, which I'm perfectly
excited. I keep telling you to just play the game.
Okay, this is not like Max Payne.
No, no, because he literally waits a little bit for me to play the game a bit before he sends it, and then tells me if you just want to keep playing, and I'm just like, eh, whatever.
Well, I enjoy the multiplayer. Next week, I'm going to have to let you play the single player as much as possible.
Because Persona's coming out.
Because you'll have to have it beat by the time Persona
I was in the same crunch right before Mass Effect came out. I was trying to beat Horizon. I still haven't beaten Horizon.
I'm in that crunch right now because I'm playing Nier Automata.
Mm-hmm.
Horizon Zero Dawn and Mass Effect, and I want to beat all of them before Persona because I won't play anything else.
Well, you don't have a job, so that might happen.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to keep bringing that up.
Hey, oh, I'm looking.
Then put out them applications.
I have been. Everywhere.
This is not the time and or place for this conversation.
Well, no, because it is video game related. If he gets a job, then I start getting free games.
You're killing your guest star here. That's not okay.
If you kill him, that means we won't have any more entertainment. Because then Ryan show will become. Be here. I'll be here.
Well, it's not like we're losing a listener, Thurk.
What? What?
Sure, you show the people that tuning Japanese some love and don't even listen to us, and we had you on episodes first.
You did. You did.
And they keep stealing all our ideas. First they steal you, then they steal our sexiest characters.
Other way around. They stole the sexiest characters first, because Josh didn't have anything for that week's episode.
Yeah, that's true.
Bunch of assholes.
In fairness,
Josh is not coming up with stuff.
The good fellows over at Tuning Japanese did give me a job, so...
I'll give you a job when we start making money. Pay you to edit.
I have something to say to Josh.
What?
On the record?
Are you sure you want this on the record?
Yes.
Okay.
I am not a ginger.
What?
I don't know, you look like...
You look redheaded.
Like 1/32nd ginger.
What?
1/32nd ginger?
I don't know where this is coming from.
I never got to say it to him when he called me a ginger. Now.
Calm down, ginger.
I figured he was saying Reaper killing you is useless because you have no soul to pick up.
No, he called me a ginger because...
Maybe that's why there's no redheads in the game.
Mind blown.
Oh my god.
This got real.
You know, it's weird because we all did the exact same gasp.
All right. So that has been episode 20, guys.
It was fun.
I thought you were saluting. I was like, it goes back to the whole question, like, air quotes.
Thurk just smacked himself in the forehead.
I can do the third rock salute.
Nice. You can't do that one.
It's my favorite salute.
This is my favorite one. It's from...
Where you smack yourself?
Yeah, it's Red Dwarf. You do the wavy, wavy, and...
I don't... Well, I mean, you hurt yourself the first time.
Well, no, I just smacked the bill in my head. Pretty serious. It was hilarious.
The next time we end up doing trivia, I'm hoping that some of our loyal listeners will send us some. We will do it for our one-year episode. So 6 more months.
I was going to say, when the hell approximately, start this?
Approximately 6 more months.
I was about to say, so...
Originally, we were every 2 weeks, and then we bumped it up to every week. So if this is episode 20, we're at approximately 6 months.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
I'd have to check the actual date. But
yeah, I would.
All right. Anybody else?
Nope.
Well, I mean, if my phone was still on, I'd play mine.
I kept mine on just for that reason.
Bitch.
Later, guys.
Later.
Bye.
Hey, guys. If you liked what you heard, then head on over to Twitter and let us know at @Pwn_stars.
Or help us get heard by liking and sharing us on Facebook at Pwn Stars Podcast.
Or hell, just shoot us an email at pwnstarspodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what you want to hear about.
Or how much we suck. Either way is fine.
Make sure to join us every Tuesday by finding us at pwnstars.podomatic.com.
Or on that weird iTunes thing. No idea how exactly to use it, but Will told me to mention it because apparently we're on there too.
Okay, that's enough Pwn Stars for now. Later.